A fix for Kentucky's pensions at public universities, plus a number of quasi-state agencies like health departments and mental health entities, is in limbo. The state legislature adjourned last night without taking final action on the bill that had been months in the making. Under the proposal, many university employees could be covered by a separate defined contribution plan. EKU Vice President David McFadden says worries that such a move would place a heavy financial burden on the state may not take into account future employee numbers.
The idea that there's going to be membership growth that's going to be lost by us not participating, I think, is a fallacy, because we are not hiring new employees and we are not growing that population of employees, and we won't be. Particularly, we won't be given the increases in contributions that are going to be required.
McFadden could see separating out regional universities from the quasi-state agencies into separate bills. The EKU administrator hopes conversations over the next week or so will result in an agreement.
To see if we can come up with a solution that addresses specifically the higher education pension liability issues. We're hopeful to be part of those conversations and be able to help move that forward. We'll hope to work with the executive branch as well to make sure that it's a bill that they can support when delivered to the governor.
The legislature returns on March 28th, at which time it could finalize action on a pension strategy. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.